This is Dr. Merkelwood. Take Two Health every Saturday, 11 to noon. I think you're going to be thunderstruck here pretty much what we got going on today. This is a good show. Very excited about being here with you today. Got some great information. I am Dr. Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. And I've been right here in the Miami Valley for over 40 years. Right here behind this marvelous WHIO microphone for over 30 years. And I'd like to welcome everybody on the AM and FM, as well as everybody who's online. And that's the beauty of technology today. Anywhere you are in the world, you can keep up with what's happening in the Miami Valley right here on WHIO.com. And this radio program you're listening to, Ask the Expert, and I am the expert of the hour, Dr. Merkel. You can listen to these, download them online at WHIO.com, or actually this show, you can go to my website. Go to our website, take2healthcare.com, and you can download this radio show today or many others we've done over the last few months or years. You can go through and look at the titles and everything, anything special you'd like to listen to, you're welcome to. But today I'm excited about, I'm going to talk about a couple cases, one from Dr. Dyer and one from Dr. Yaley. Pretty fascinating cases. And just a little bit about us. Take Two Healthcare is the name of our clinic, Take Two Healthcare. It's in Royal Swiss Village on Far Hills Avenue, South Dayton. And the name of the clinic is Take Two Healthcare. Our motto, kind of like the thing we live by, is take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe, natural option. Because even serious problems, even life-threatening problems, sometimes have simple, safe, easy solutions. And you'll see change within 2 weeks, maybe not totally cured in 2 weeks, but we expect to see some progress in 2 weeks, at least 2 months. And if you make progress and you continue that progress, maybe you improve 2 or 3% every couple months for the next 4 or 5 years, where are you going to be? Whether you have MS, lupus, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, psoriasis, or even cancer, where are you going to be if you improve 2 or 3% every few months? That's the idea. And that's what we do. We develop parameters. We do testing. One of our specialties is blood testing, which I've been doing for nearly 40 years. And I actually teach laboratory analysis and nutrition for doctors for continuing education units. And I've lectured. My biggest lecture gig I had was lecturing in South Korea. In South Korea, at the International Integrative Oncology Conference. Yeah, I was the keynote speaker for that oncology conference. Yeah. And it was quite an honor. And the doctors, researchers who were there were just fascinated by my case studies and what I had to share with them. I've been invited back every year since then. And I haven't made it back yet, but it was quite an honor. And I've lectured at many places here in the States, and lectured for many groups, not just oncology groups, but other organizations too. And the cases that we present, the things that we do here in Dayton, Ohio, as well as the other doctors I've trained around the country, are absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Fascinating. And they're the type of cases that just, blows doctors' minds, or they just ignore it. They just ignore it. Let me give you a case that I usually review on a lot of my lectures. Several years ago, a boy came in with cystic fibrosis. And he had the worst genetic type that affected his lungs and his digestive tract. And they came to see me. Now, he was about 12 or 13 years of age, very short for his age. And he had the huge barrel chest. And his mother said their house is like an intense care unit. He's on breathing treatments all day long, a desperate situation. Now, I usually ask the doctors, okay, why is he so short for his age? And why does he have to use barrel chest? Well, he used barrel chest because he's trying to take deeper and deeper breaths because he's suffocating on all the mucus from the cystic fibrosis. And why is he so short? Well, here's the thing I try and relay to doctors. The sickest children are always the shortest children. To grow takes a lot of nutrients and a lot of energy. And his body's trying to survive. His body doesn't have any extra nutrients to waste on growing. He's trying to stay alive. And so you'll see that the sickest children are the shortest children. But other things consideration are the shortest children. It takes a lot. Is growing essential or non-essential? No, the boy's trying to live. And so growing is non-essential. Now, also, he's waiting on liver transplant. Now, why is he waiting on liver transplant? Because of all the drugs he's on has killed his liver. His cystic fibrosis affects his lungs and the digestive tract. The drugs he's on, antibiotics, kill the infection. He's on drugs to keep the mucus thin. He's on immune suppressive drugs to reduce the white count and to reduce other signs of autoimmune disease. And so he's on a boatload of drugs, and they've destroyed his liver. Now he's waiting on a liver transplant. And this lady heard me on the radio and thought she'd bring her son in. And she said their house is like an intensive care unit. Just he's been to all kinds of doctors around a three-state area for his cystic fibrosis. And he's seeing one of the specialists in Cincinnati. In fact, she said that's about all he sees is cystic fibrosis patients. And her son has one of the worst cases they've ever seen. So she comes to see me, see what I can do. And like I always tell everybody, I don't know if we can help, but give it a try for a couple months. Let's get the testing done and see what we can do. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because there's other case I want to discuss. But basically, we did our thing. We did a lot of testing I needed. And when we got the testing done, I knew exactly, or I had a very good idea what was wrong. And so we put him on a program, and amazingly, miraculously, and I'm not saying everybody's case with cystic fibrosis or other serious disease is going to be like this, but in 6 months, he had no signs of cystic fibrosis. He grew 6 inches in 6 months. His chest deformity was gone, and he no longer needed a liver transplant. Now, everything I do is documented. All the labs I do, I write a nice report on every lab, and I explained exactly what was the lab showed. I listed the specific diet that we need to do and vitamins. It was all listed down. And so the mother took all these reports to the medical doctor, who is a cystic fibrosis specialist, thinking, wow, if Dr. Merkel could help her son, had one of the worst cases, maybe the medical doctor would want to see if it could help many of his other patients with cystic fibrosis. Now, I may think the doctor wanted to know what was happening. No, the mother relayed that the doctor wouldn't even touch the reports. She said they basically got kicked out of the office. The doctor did not want to know what they did to get her son into remission. She's thinking if Dr. Merkel could help her son the worst, what would happen if the doctor tried with maybe send Dr. Merkel 20 of his worst cases and see if he could help him. But you know, the doctor couldn't do that because the doctor works at McDonald's. And I'm not saying anything. You could use, you know, Burger King or whatever you wanted. But let's just say worked at McDonald's. And what I'm doing isn't even on the menu for the medical doctor to even consider. 90% of the medical doctors today work for McDonald's, work for a company that tells them what they can and what they can't do. Oh, they'll pay lip service and they'll say, oh, no, that's not true. Absolutely it is. I've had medical doctors attend my class say, I would lose my job if I try to do this. We've had doctors that used to just say, I got to quit. Or I'm going to lose my job. So they may pay lip service to it, but they cannot do. They're not trained in it. And no one's got the experience that we do at my clinic and doctors that I train. And so now here's why I tell the doctors, I want you guys to think, okay, now I hadn't seen any boy with or anybody with cystic fibrosis that bad when I saw that boy. Never did. But here's why I tell doctors I lecture to. I say, okay, would you agree that boy's cystic fibrosis, waiting on liver transplant, is pretty much total medical failure? If I try to help this boy, can I do any worse than a medical profession has done on this boy? I can't do worse. What's worse than a liver transplant? I can't do worse. So if I try, there's only two things that'll happen. Either get better or have a liver transplant. I can't make him worse. I cannot make him worse. So I tell people, why not give it a try for a couple weeks, couple months? And maybe, just maybe, he'll get better. Now, did I cure the boy's cystic fibrosis? No, he's not cured. He's not cured. But here's the thing, and you've heard me say this many times, if you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. If you get healthy enough, doesn't matter if you have cystic fibrosis, you have MS, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, if you have psoriasis, if you have cancer, if you have high, doesn't matter what the name of the disease is if you get healthy enough. So I'm a health expert. The medical doctors that boy was seeing, they were symptom disease experts. He had infections. Medical doctor put him on antibiotic. He had inflammation. Put him on anti-inflammatories. He had all these other problems. And so each doctor was putting him on a drug to suppress that symptom. What I do? I test him. So, okay, you're a little bit weak here. You need this vitamin here. You need this mineral. Need this dietary change. Oh, and you got some toxins over here. We deal with those toxins. And when we got everything right, when we got him the blueprint for his body and we knew what he needed to do to correct the things we found, that's what we do. We developed a blueprint. Now, at that time, this was several years ago, that blueprint in the first few months, I'm not apologizing, it cost $5,000. Woo! Is that a lot of money, $5,000 for cystic fibrosis, weight and liver transplant? No. $5,000 is all the cost at that time for in my office for all the consults, for all the vitamins, for all the lab tests was $5,000. Now, how much is a liver transplant? Liver transplant today, there's a doctor told me his mother-in-law had a liver transplant, is $1.5 million. And then after that, you're going to need immune suppressive drugs the rest of your life. And how much do those run? Those can run easily a few thousand dollars a month. A few thousand dollars a month. So the mother wanted me to contact the insurance company and see if they would help with payment. And I finally talked to an insurance person there. And she said, we don't pay for chiropractic and nutrition. I said, fine. I said, hey, see on these boys' labs, see where he no longer needs a liver transplant. And I said, how much is a liver transplant? She said, how much it was. Very, very expensive. I said, see where now he no longer needs a liver transplant. Now it was only $5,000. She said, no, I think we'll pay for that one. But you know, over the years, that's the only one we've been able to get gotten to pay like that. Here's the question. Do you think an insurance company would rather pay $5,000 or $1.5 million? Think carefully. What do you think an insurance company would rather pay, $5,000 or $1.5 million? They'd actually rather pay $1.5 million. Oh, do I have to take a break, David? I'll take a break. $1.5 million. You're going to find out why here when we come back from the break. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after these messages. Back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. Great to be with you on this beautiful, sunshiny Saturday. And our office, if you'd like to give us a call, excuse me, is 937-433-3241. It's 433-3241. And we are south of Dayton in Royal Swiss Village. And I was talking about the case of cystic fibrosis with the young boy, and now he had phenomenal improvement. His symptoms went into remission after we did the testing, and he's on the program, and how the insurance company, would insurance company rather pay $5,000, which the family paid for my care for 6 months. All the labs, all the vitamins, all the consults, everything was $5,000. Or would the insurance company rather pay $1.5 million? Now think carefully. An insurance company would rather pay $1.5 million because $1.5 million, they know that you can't afford that. $1.5 million means you need insurance. See, people can find $5,000. They could put on a credit card. They could borrow from family and friends, church, neighbors, whatever. They can find $5,000, but can they find $1.5 million? No, they can't. And if the insurance company pays you $1.5 million, now they can justify all their customers. Well, we need to raise your rates, you know. $10 to $15, $20 a month the rest of your life to pay for this child that had cystic fibrosis, liver transplant, you know. It's how we have to do it. And so, yeah, they don't want they don't want what I'm showing, because the people realize that most of the problems they've got, they could pay out of pocket, and they don't need insurance. In fact, I'd say 90% of problems that people have, if they take responsibility and take the right actions, that you'd be able to do like I do. I have insurance, but it's for catastrophic. I got like a $15,000 deductible, and because I've never used it. Never used insurance. My family never used the insurance we had. I had high deductible, but we took active steps to take care of our health. So there we are. This boy, we did the testing, kind of like the blueprint for his life and health. And that's why I think you all should do out there, even if you don't have cystic fibrosis or lupus or cancer or whatever, is get your blueprint. Get your testing done and see what the score is, see where you're at, and see if there's anything you can do now to just do a little tweak. Because I'd rather tweak the system than do a major overhaul that's going to take a lot of work and expense. I know we have some phenomenal cases, but I'd much rather, oh, you need a little more vitamin D. Oh, you need a little more protein. Oh, you need a little more digestive enzymes. Oh, you need a little more magnesium or this kind of thing. Oh, you're getting too much lead and mercury, and deal with that rather than waiting until you are got till you have one foot in the grave. And that way, suppose you've got a problem like MS or whatever. Yeah, we'll get your blueprint. We'll check the scores, see where you're at. And you might need to tweak it a little bit, you know, every once in a while. That happens. Our environment changes. We change. And so instead of waiting till you are down and you got a critical problem, all you got to do is tweak the system a little bit. Just tweak it. And that's what I do. That's why I do such thorough testing on a regular basis, at least once a year, if not every 8 months, and I'm due for another test, to check my score, to see how my blueprint is, if I need to tweak anything. Need to change anything else. And again, I do a complete cancer panel. I want to know if my cancer markers are creeping up even a little bit. I want to check my heart numbers to see if my heart and arteries are staying good. I check hormones. I check my mental brain health to see and chemical toxicities. I check to score on as much as I can to optimize my health to avoid disease. And so it's not how long I live, it's important, but it's how well I live. And so I can do the things that I want to do. And so if this something sounds like something you ought to do, and I know everybody listening should do it at least once, check the score, see where you're at. And contact our office, 939-374-3231, and see what you can do. And we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about a couple cases that Dr. Dyer had and Dr. Yaley had. And so I'm going to take a break now. When we come back, we got some great information for you. You're not going to want to miss. I'm Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And we are ready. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. We'd love to help you with whatever health problem you have. And you can contact us at take2healthcare.com or 433-3241. And truly, we would love to help you. And if you want a true second opinion, one based on health and not just disease, to fight disease, give us a call. We're pretty straight. And if you'll, like I said, you'll know in 2 weeks or 2 months if we can help you. It's not like, hey, hope it works. And Jen, the best thing is, it's not going to make you worse. It's either going to help or it's not. Here's a case from Dr. Dyer. He just gave to me. And this is the technology today is absolutely incredible. It's stunning for what we can see is happening in the body from lab testing. And here's a test. And I put together a cardiac panel. It's based on the Cleveland Heart Lab panel. And there's one test called the ADMA, asymmetric dimethyl arginine. It's a marker of arterial health. And that thing gets elevated. If it goes up, it's a warning sign associated with hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and even death. Elevated levels associated with endothelial dysfunction, which is thickening of the arteries, insulin resistance, and atherosclerosis. The arteries are getting plugged up when this thing is elevated. Internal carotid artery thickness and plaque formation when this number goes up. And he had a patient where he tested on, and it was supposed to be less than 90, and it was at 110. So it was clinical, it was code red. And Dr. Dyer did other tests with it, the cardiac panel, but also other tests. And in a year's time, he tested that thing again, and it had reduced by 25%. Pretty astounding. That means the arteries are now healthier than they were before. So that is a very, very good result in a year. And again, these things take time. But overall, remember what I said, if you improve 2 or 3% every few months for the next several years, where are you going to be? Well, that's a great case. So we got another case here. This is Dr. Yaley's. Had a patient, Parkinson's disease. And this is a classic Parkinson's that I would say I've seen many times over the years. And pretty much every Parkinson's case has these findings. Now, there's other testing that we do as well. But the main thing I want to highlight here is the thing I believe that is causing it. Now, there's other tests. We could see the actual damage to the brain, the p-tau proteins and all that stuff. And we do those tests. But for the sake of brevity, this patient had, we test for heavy metals on everybody with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, neurological diseases, autoimmune conditions. And this patient had one of the highest levels of lead we've seen, 35 units of lead, and even more bad, more dangerous, is 51 units of mercury with the special testing we do for heavy metals. And I've probably done more of this testing than any doctor ever, and I've trained more doctors on this than I'm sure anybody else has. But this 35 lead and 51 mercury, extreme high levels of lead and mercury, and those are known to be associated with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and other neurological diseases. These directly impact brain function, nerve function. These same heavy metals, especially mercury, associated with MS and other neurological diseases. And so because we found this and it's directly associated, I commonly see it. I have yet to see a Parkinson's, Alzheimer's case that did not have high levels of heavy metals. Not a single one in 40 years. And so Dr. Yaley put them on a protocol to help eliminate the lead and mercury. And let's see here. From October last year to January of this year, so we got 3 months, the lead dropped from 35 units down to 15. From 35 units down to 15. Now, 15 is still high, but that is a huge change. And the mercury went from 51 units down to 22. Now, that's still code blue high, but it is tremendous improvement. And then she tested him again here recently. Oh, no, I think there's another one there. Yes. The mercury, the lead has dropped even further. I'm looking at the wrong range. It's due to get retested here. Where is that at? From 35 to 15 and from 51 to 22. This patient is probably due to get retested again. Where is that at? But this patient's Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, it is at least going to be arrested, if not totally. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I found what I was looking for. The numbers. Just in June, tested again. Remember, the lead was at 35, then to 15. Now it's down to 8.4. The mercury is at 51, it dropped to 22, and now it's down to 12. That's incredible. That is phenomenal improvement. You know, the pressure that's taken off the brain and nerves and the whole body is tremendous. Oh, that is a huge burden. These things are called heavy metals for a reason, because they displace your other good minerals that you need, like magnesium and calcium and zinc and copper. All these things, these heavy metals knock them out and lead to all kinds of diseases and conditions. And now the medical doctors will treat the Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, but the cause is the lead and mercury. But they don't know that. This is things that your doctor, it's not even on. Your doctor works at McDonald's, and the things I'm telling you is not on the menu. It's not anything your doctor can even consider. It's not. He would lose his job if he tried to do the things I'm showing you now, because he is an employee. And as an employee at McDonald's, you got to make burgers the way they tell you to do it. Now, and also, this protocol that this patient took, let's say at most probably cost $4,000 or $5,000, and has arrested and even reversed some of the symptoms. Continue on, takes a while for nerves to regenerate, versus a medical model that the drugs used for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's do not reverse or stop the disease. All they do is slow the inevitable progression of disease. In fact, there's one neurologist, Dr. Perlmutter, and I've studied his stuff. He's a neurologist. And he said a lot of treatments for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, they may reduce the symptoms, but they actually accelerate the demise of the patient. They may give temporary reduction of symptoms, but actually cause the disease to accelerate. So that's a phenomenal result right there. It's easy to test, relatively inexpensive, versus losing your brain. It's a whole lot better than losing your brain and developing Parkinson's, wouldn't you say? Okay, I got so much stuff here I want to go over with you. And here is one that there's some... in MedPage, there is some discussion. Black box warning. Here it is, a black box warning. Should SSRIs, antidepressants and other drugs, should they have a black box warning in pregnancy? And these doctors believe it would cause more harm than good to put a black box warning signs that pregnant women should not take these drugs. Okay, these drugs are known, or there are studies that show there's a relationship to taking these drugs and birth defects. Heart defects, teratogenic or birth defects, affecting the limbs, those kind of things. But the medical profession in MedPage was saying, well, you know, we don't want women to be depressed because they might be suicidal. If they're pregnant and they're depressed, they become suicidal. You know what I'm thinking? What happens if the drugs to fight depression cause the birth defect of that baby? You think she's going to be more depressed then? What do you think? More depressed having a baby that maybe something she did caused the birth defect? See, here's the thing that they talk about. And they try to justify their use of SSRIs because of, and I quote, overinterpretation of animal research. They did research on animals, seeing that these drugs cause birth defects, but the medical doctor saying, well, maybe that doesn't pertain to humans. So let's just use it because we don't want women to be depressed. What about birth defects? Okay, being pregnant is a temporary condition. Birth defects are forever. They are forever. And here down at the bottom of this article, they said, first of all, they say the danger of suicide in pregnancy cannot be understated. But again, I'm going to say the danger of having a baby with birth defects is far worse, I think, than the danger of a woman causing birth defects. I mean, of a mother having depression. I'm not dismissing depression, all that stuff. But I think the potential of a baby having a birth defect for life supersedes a woman being depressed. Okay. But here's what the medical at the end. And this kind of blows me away. And I quote, there may be a future in which physicians of all fields have to tell patients to disregard the FDA. Now, they're trying to tell us, follow the FDA, get your COVID shot and all this stuff. The FDA says, yeah, do it. But now they're saying, well, in this case, we don't agree. And so there may be a case where physicians of, I quote, all fields have to tell patients to disregard the FDA. MedPage. Yeah, they want it both ways. Oh, yeah, we follow the FDA when they approve of what we do. If they don't approve because of overinterpretation of animal research, I think that is a overinterpretation. My thing is always err on the side of caution and a thing that is definitely going to do the less harm. And I think a baby having birth defects supersedes, pardon me, a woman being depressed, you know, and there are so many things. And a lot of these drugs, SSRIs, they can't even prove they work when we know so many things do work. Exercise. Exercise is one of the best things for any depression. Go out and take a walk. Actually, go barefoot and get your feet in the grass. Sometimes it tends to have a better effect, but get outside and exercise. Take a walk. Get around friends. But walking is one of the best things to reduce depression. Exercise and eat right, those kind of things. There's a lot of things you can do. And actually, the brain is an organ. And I told people before, if you're depressed, maybe there's something in your overall health that needs fixed. The brain's not independent from the rest of your body. If you have high blood pressure, cholesterol, if you're diabetic, pre-diabetic, type 2 or 1 diabetic, if you've got all these health problems, hormone problems and everything else, are you surprised your brain's not working right, that you're depressed? You know, well, here's something that I share with doctors on dealing with depression, you know. They've got a person that has all these physical problems, joint problems, skin problems, everything else, and they're depressed. Well, you know why they're depressed? Because they're seeing all these doctors, taking all these drugs, and nothing has helped. They have no hope, and they think they're going to feel like crap the rest of your life. You know what? I'd be depressed too, thinking I'm going to be like this forever, and no one can help. And I've told my patients in the past, your brain isn't independent from the rest of your body. Just like you're having indigestion, you got muscle cramps, you got skin problems, your brain isn't working right either. You get your body healthy, your brain will improve too. You're still going to have stuff in your life, crap in your life, but if you feel better, if you were getting your sleep, if you had good energy, if your digestion was good, if you felt really good, would you still be depressed? Hey, I'm Dr. Merkel. It's time for a break. We'll be right back after these messages. We're back. I'm Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon, 433-3241. We'd love to help you. And depression, let me just hit that one more time. If you have depression and you're taking drugs, I guarantee you, you are not healthy. That there are deficiencies, imbalances, and toxicity that are affecting your brain function. Your brain is the most sensitive organ to nutritional deficiencies, imbalances, and toxicities. Your body's not healthy, your brain's not healthy either. And you want to get your, and conversely, your brain is not independent. You get your body healthy, your brain function will improve. And maybe it's simple. Maybe you need a little more protein. Maybe you need some B12. I don't know. You got to get tested to know what it is. And that's what we do. Once we get tested, boom, we've helped people with all kinds of neurological, mental problems from OCD, bipolar, manic depression, all those things. And it's not because I'm a highly empathetic listener. You know what? I don't want to hear your crap. Everybody's got crap in their life. And I know if I get you healthy and you get healthier, you'll be able to deal with things better. But here's something that just blows my mind. I saw on MedPage, July 30th. And here's the title of it. ECG, which is an EKG, quirks, they call it, spotted after gender-affirming hormone therapy. What's that? You know, the hormones they give boys to turn them into girls and girls turn them into boys? It affects their EKG. It's affecting their heart function. And they call it worrisome. Yeah, you start these young kids on these drugs, that's going to affect heart function. You think there's going to be long-term implications, complications, the additive, the cumulative effect of these drugs over a period of time? Would you intentionally give your child a drug that's going to cause heart disease? Huh? That's what's happening. Those drugs are affecting many other things, but they're finding it directly causes abnormalities of heart function. Wow. These things aren't innocuous. They have a huge effect on the body. A lot of negative effects. Can't think of any good ones. The good effects with that thing. And again, if children are having these thoughts, they're probably not healthy, and maybe they need to get tested to help get their brain functioning better again. But that's what we do. Wow. I got to calm down after this show. I kind of get a little fired up about this, but this is stuff that I find is going to change people's lives. You've got to take responsibility. You've got to get out there and choose to be healthy. You can choose to sit in a chair and be unhealthy, and that's your choice. Or you can choose to live the life you want to live. And to do that, you got to do some things. You got to be proactive and do things. I do a lot of exercise. I take care of myself because I want to live a long, healthy life. And I don't want my girls to have to take care of me when I get older. I want to live to a very, very old, ripe age, be healthy and functional, and then just not wake up. Hey, I'm here. I'm Dr. Merkel, 433-3241. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, eat some watermelon. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.